Despite several rounds of flooding rains, Marie Riley's not deterred from cultivating her spring garden. We're standing beneath her wisteria-covered arbor at her home on North Olive, overlooking her garden, named after Julia Ward Howe,
who was a prominent American abolitionist, social activist, and poet, most famous as the author of The Battle Hymn of the Republic. My garden is a garden of evolution. It has evolved over approximately 10 years, and the plants that you'll find in my garden I call my Darwin garden, because they are plants that have survived, and then I divide them and they continue to survive. And so I like to refer it as Darwin gardening. Oh, the plants are fantastic. I have what's called Japanese pedicites, and it would be approximately 3 feet by about 2 feet each leaf. And it is a plant that comes back every year. And I have a lot of hostas. I have Jacob's ladder, Solomon's seal. Recently, this is my most exciting addition to the garden, is a new sun garden. My garden is predominantly shade, which is, some people think, very difficult, but I prefer shade gardening. I deal with texture, various colors of green, browns, burgundies, and recently I added a sun garden, so that's a new adventure for me, incorporating dahlias, roses, delphinium, daisies, so it's nice to have a burst of color.
Marie says for her, gardening's a very private experience, taking her away from her fast-paced position as U of A Network Client Services Manager into a mindful world filled with peaceful handwork. The Omni Peace Gardens Network was established 6 years ago to celebrate the relationship between nature, inner peace, and world peace. The garden tour runs from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., but then later in the day, Marie will host a special reception featuring a Babette's Feast of Savory Hors d'oeuvres and Sweets in honor of the unveiling of new work by faithful sculptor Hank Kaminsky.
Titled, You Are Standing on Sacred Ground. And I think it ties in very nicely with the Peace Garden tour and Hank being our village sculptor. always been very dedicated to peace projects, and you know, I've always admired his work, and I'm a big supporter, and I want the community to come out and show their support for Hank, and so by bringing his works to my garden, they'll have the added treat of being able to see his recent project.
Hank Kaminsky says the project is the culmination of 3 years of effort.
I call the project the Sacred Ground Project because it uses the phrase, you are standing on sacred ground, as a bridge to the community from my work to the uses that the community might put to my work to. It uses the phrase, you are standing on sacred ground, as part of the study of energy flow through fields. That's really the kind of interest that I have in my work. I believe we all live within certain kinds of fields, and I'd like to explore that. I'd like to play with that. And this phrase popped out as I was working in about the third year of the work, just about a little bit last year, as being a way that I could be of some use to the community as an artist. Very important to me. I left New York City because the community was so isolated and separate from the mainstream of the community. I grew up in Brooklyn, and those people didn't know from art. What do they need art for? And now what I'm saying is we all need art, and this project is a way for me to give and to explore my interests as an artist.
The Sacred Ground Project follows Kaminsky's motif, carved words in various languages on cast stone in various limited editions.
Well, the best way to put it is that you're walking in a place where you revive your spirit. Could be the woods, could be the desert, but you have gone there for the special purpose of reviving your spirit. And you see on the ground this rock. It's a stone that looks like it's been etched away. And you take this stone and you pick it up and you put it in your garden. Because this stone, which says on it, in words, in English language, that you are standing on sacred ground. Sounds good to you. You like the idea. You want your place, the place that you live, to be sacred. So you put this piece of sculpture up. And what we'll have here in Marie's garden, there'll be a number of sculptures that I'll have on display. But one piece is being permanently installed in her garden. It's a double-sided slab of stone, circular slab of stone, mounted on a pyramidal base. Concrete. The whole thing is concrete. All these sculptures were designed to be outdoors and used outdoors. And so this piece of sculpture will sit right over here in the garden at the entrance, the entrance to the garden for both Marie and for the people who will come here. And it says on it, you are standing on sacred ground.
And there will be lots of sacred ground covered in this year's Omni Peace Garden Tour. Along with Julia Ward Howe Garden, several others will be showcased. There's Anne Reichert's Peace and Serenity Garden Stroll on Lake Sequoia Drive, the Peace Trees Garden on Cleveland Avenue, the Garden of Peace and Tranquility on Prospect, the World Wetland Peace Prairie on South Duncan Avenue, the Conscious Living Garden on Weddington, Bluebirds of Peace Garden, and the very quirky No Plant Left Behind Peace Garden on Davidson Street, designed by singer, songwriter, piano tuner Emily Cates. This will be her fourth time participating in the Peace Garden Tour.
The Omni Garden Tour is always lots of fun because some of the really flashy master gardeners in this town, you know, they compete to get into some of these other garden tours. Well, here at Omni, we pretty much welcome anybody who wants to have their garden on display. But as it happens, I have a really nice garden. It's small, but it's sort of, I pretty much have my whole yard front and back as flower gardens, except for, of course, the driveway. And also I have the world's smallest lawn. It's about the size of a, sort of a medium-sized tabletop, and I trim it with a scissors. And the reason I do that is because larkspur comes up in it, and I don't want to cut down the larkspur. And this year the larkspur, which I have in other parts of the garden, will be blooming. The peonies, unfortunately, I think are going to be over with by the 28th. Same with the irises. But I've got coreopsis. I've got coneflowers coming up. The larkspur, some daisies. There's a variety of stuff. I know the names of a lot of my stuff, but I don't know the names of everything. But I know what they look like and what's happening. It's going to be really beautiful, and I hope the weather's good. And also, you know, since I'll be there, and I think I'll have a couple of friends helping me, so occasionally I might sit on the porch and play a song or two. And with any luck, Drew, my boyfriend, will be there with his banjo. We might have some banjo playing. And as the literature perhaps says, I'm going to have a free complimentary white wine tasting starting at noon for as long as the wine lasts. I'll have four bottles of my favorite white wine, and people can just have samples of all of them. That alone is worth a $10 fee for the Omni Garden Tour. So I'm excited.
The Peace Garden self-guided tour to support the work of the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology is scheduled between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. this Saturday, shine or rain. And a reception for Hank Kaminsky's Sacred Ground Unveiling will take place from 4 to 7 p.m. at the home of Marie Riley at 525 North Olive. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.